Katrina evacuees have a myriad of problems to deal with as they relocate, finding new housing, new jobs, dealing with new schools. Add to that list, sticker shock. For many evacuees finding themselves far from home, the cost of living in their new home may come as a surprise. Jared Bernstein is a senior economist with the Economic Policy Institute in Washington, D.C., and he tracks how the cost of living varies around the country, and he joins us now from his home in Virginia. Thanks for being with us.
My pleasure.
Let's start at one of the places receiving the largest number of evacuees. That's Houston. How far is a dollar from New Orleans going in Houston?
Well, the cost of living in Houston is higher than that of New Orleans, but not tremendously so. Housing is maybe 10% more expensive for lower-income families in Houston. Food is not that much different. One interesting difference is child care. Child care actually costs a good bit more in Houston than in New Orleans. Transportation is actually less expensive in Houston. I guess they refine a lot of oil there as well, so that's a little more favorable. Now, health care, interestingly, is about 11% more expensive in Houston than in New Orleans. I'm not exactly sure why, but those costs are significant. Now, that may be less of an issue for many of the evacuees who are hopefully getting public safety net kinds of health care treatment, say for Medicaid.
How about for evacuees who find themselves much further afield, Newark, New Jersey, or here in Washington, D.C., for instance?
Well, they've got a problem in terms of the price differential. Remember, this is you're talking about a city, New Orleans, with about a 23% poverty rate. That's practically twice the national average. And these folks not only have lower prices down there, but lower incomes. Housing in Newark is about 50% more for low-income families than in New Orleans. A monthly apartment at around the 40th percentile. That means a pretty decent place, but you know, nothing special, just safe and reliable, can cost about $1,000 in Newark and about maybe $700 in New Orleans. Pretty much across the board, child care is more expensive. Health care costs 50% more in Newark than in New Orleans.
Hmm. Well, many of these people are going to be getting federal assistance, at least as they get settled. Will the government adjust benefits for differences in cost of living in cities around the country?
Well, the government won't make special efforts to do that. It's just that some of these safety net programs have such adjustments built into them. One of the ones that doesn't, just to start off with a different example, is food stamps. Curiously, and probably not very helpfully, the food stamp benefit is the same for all the 48 contiguous states. But Medicaid, which we just talked about, very important benefit, obviously, especially in a situation where health is involved, Medicaid varies tremendously by states. Reimbursement rates vary. Eligibility rates vary. That may be, again, less important since many of these folks are going to get Medicaid. The eligibility test will be easier for them. But, you know, basically what it comes down to with Medicaid is you've got a very extensive health insurance coverage program under that program. And so, you know, that will be very helpful to these folks.
Presumably, in cities that have a higher cost of living, the salaries are also higher. So people who decide to stay and look for permanent jobs or even temporary jobs while they're in a city may be able to earn more money then to offset the cost.
Yeah, that's exactly right, and that's important to realize. I mean, someone who comes from New Orleans as a worker in the service economy will find themselves earning whatever the service economy is paying in these other cities. However, one thing to be mindful of is that typically the rules of economics suggest that if you have an increase in the supply of labor, you can actually lower the wage. Employers essentially have a larger market to shop from, so the wage can decline. Some of these areas, depending on how large the influx of low-wage workers is, you could see a negative impact on the market wage offer because of that phenomenon.
All right. Thanks so much for being with us today, Mr. Bernstein.
My pleasure.
Jared Bernstein is a senior economist with the Economic Policy Institute here in Washington, D.C. This is Talk of the Nation from NPR News. I'm Lynn Neary.
you.